So, first of all this week, I have a big question for you. How many living species are there in the world? It's a huge question, and there's no doubt there's going to be a really huge answer to it. And we, at the moment, don't really have any idea exactly how many species there might be that we still haven't found. Well, now scientists from America have come up with a possible new way of making the process a lot quicker. It involves scraping the splatter of dead bugs off a car windscreen.
What about if you live somewhere very rural and you might hit something bigger than a dead bug? Oh, it's a live bug when you hit it. What about deer and things like that? Were they included in the analysis?
Not in this particular one, and I suspect they might have known it was a deer anyway. And we are talking about very small things that maybe so far haven't quite been identified by science. But this paper, which appears in the journal Genome Research, and it's actually freely available online, and we'll put a link up to it. And it was a research team led by Anton Nekratenko from Penn State University. And they developed a piece of really clever online software, and it's called Galaxy. It's basically aiming to help make the estimation of biodiversity based on DNA sequences that have been extracted from the environment a much easier process. And this is something that's known as metagenomics. And until now, metagenomics has been used to assess the diversity of really tiny creatures, including bacteria living in deep sea sediments or even on the surface of human skin. And it essentially involves taking samples from the environment of material, reading the sequences of DNA from those samples, and then using that to estimate the number of different species that were present on that particular environment.
And presumably the DNA survives the splatter process.
Absolutely. That's one of the key parts, is that you are recovering intact stretches, maybe not the whole chromosomes. But then the big problem is linking those sequences back to something meaningful in terms of numbers of species. And that's really the problem that these guys are trying to address with this particular piece of software. Because what they're doing is they're taking the back-breaking hard work out of having to analyse the sequences, match them up to ones that we might already know, look at really what that's meaning for us in terms of where the samples are coming from. And they're doing this in what they're calling a metagenomic pipeline, which I think essentially means you shove all the information in one end, it spurts out something meaningful and interesting the other end. So researchers can use this tool, they can adapt it and they can make it better and easily use it to have a look at their own samples. But these guys tested it out themselves with two cars. One of them was driven from Pennsylvania to Connecticut, the other one from Maine to New Brunswick in Canada. And then they basically scraped the windscreens. And what they found was that there were a number of groups that they could recognise of species. And they also discovered there was a difference in the diversity of those two samples. So this is a quick and some ways dirty way of identifying what species are there.
Certainly dirty if your windscreen's covered in splatter bugs. But the problem is, what about if people go long distances in their car? And two, DNA technology being so sensitive as it is there not a danger that there's going to be some contamination? If you're trying to do a geographical study and someone once drove up through Scotland and got some midges splattered on their windscreen, and that was a few months ago, there's a likelihood the DNA might still be there. And if you then looked at the area around London, for example, opposite end of the country, you might get skewed data.
No, you're absolutely right. And I don't think they're really proposing that the driving around and using your car is the way you'd necessarily collect your data. I think they're really just showing that it's possible, even with that, bearing that in mind, in the contamination that you can have. But you can still have interesting results. You can think of much more sterile and more replicable ways of collecting that data. They're just showing that it's possible. And one of the key things here, I think, is that as sequencing techniques become easier and cheaper, we are actually going to see a great increase in the catalogue of species that have had their genome sequenced. And I think it's just an interesting and new way of thinking about what lives in the world around us.
Or more correctly, what did live before it got splattered on your windscreen.
Absolutely.